This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 14th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday night trivia. So if it's Friday night, sit back, enjoy the show, and don't call. But if it's Monday night, which it is right now on August 14th at about 10:10 p.m., by all means, trundle over to the phone, 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. Now, since it is Monday Night Trivia, you know the deal. Firstly, all the bumper stumpers are up for grabs. All you have to do is tell me who did the songs you hear. You win for that. And if you know the theme, and they all have something in common. Now, we have a straggler from last week as far as the question I threw out. Surprising, I thought it would go quickly, but I'm usually wrong about these things. This will be the last time. If you don't get it tonight, I reveal it at the end of the show because we never have you hang more than a week. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? 75% of women, 17% of men. Do it. Do what? All right, so there's your question. Now, if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, well, hell, you haven't even heard one yet, then you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. You know something about something. Everybody does. I just looked around and realized it's going to be hard. I didn't bring any of the, because I thought I had duplicates here. I didn't bring any of the hominin questions for Johnny D and everything else that we usually ask. So it'll be on the fly tonight, but that's all right. We can do it. The internet is wonderful for things like this. All righty. So with that in mind, we'll start it off with Barry, who is in New Hampshire. All right, Barry, the Beatles expert. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right. I thought I'd try something different this week.
Advertising. All right. So we'll give you an advertising slogan, and you'll get it right away. I know. You ready?
Ready.
You're in good hands.
Allstate.
Absolutely. See, it's that easy. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. That's right. You're in good hands with Allstate. Indeed, you are. So at least the commercial says so. And Barry knew that, and that's all he needs to know. So 888-876-5593. Starting it auspiciously with a winner. I think we can do more. I gotta look around, though, and see what happened to those hominin questions. I was sure I had a duplicate set in this studio. So we are in the alternate studio tonight. And I don't know what else to tell you other than I'm ready for you no matter where I am. And James is in Crystal Lake, and he's going to take a guess on our question. So 75% of the women, 17% of the men. James, what do you think?
Oh, hello, Wally.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, happy to do it. Yeah, I've got four. One might be a winner.
Let's hear.
Okay, the first one is taking your kids trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Well, that's nice. It's not right, but that's a lovely thought.
Okay, another one is taking your kids school shopping for school supplies.
Nope. What's next?
Okay, washing house windows.
Nope. What's next?
Here's the big one. Choosing a vacation spot for the family.
I like that. It's not right either, but what a nice idea.
Yeah.
If you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
thanks.
You.
Appreciate it. So, all right. So, good answers from James. The only problem is they're not right. Other than that, they're absolutely perfect. All right. So, I think we're going to find out our first bumper stumper coming up. I know it's one of Carol Ford's favorites. Yeah, she does our show prep. In fact, a few weeks ago, she suggested this theme, and I couldn't do it at the time. But I said, you know, I will get that together. And I did. So, we'll start with one that she likes and maybe one that you know. 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
Hey girl, I love you just the same, and you don't even know my name. Yes, you've got a whole lot of fellas hanging around your door, so you'll never know, just how my love would be, 'cause you don't even notice me. Every time I meet you on the street, then I almost die as you pass me by. Hey girl, I love you just the same, and you don't even know my name.
So who is it? WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's your first bumper stumper. I don't expect you to know the theme, but maybe the artist. All right. So what can I tell you about it? Well, not a whole lot, really. And actually, that's probably not true. Let me see what I wrote down in my notes. 1965 on Bell. There you go. All right. So it's a little misleading, too, but that is the truth. So we've got a trivia question in play from last week, and we'll reveal it at the end of the night tonight if you don't ace it first, and I think you will. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so I should say to John, who is screening your calls tonight at 888-876-5593, that Barry was a winner, so confirm his address and leave him be. All right, so I think he's still hanging on there. But in the meantime, oh man, I said you could have your own category, and boy, I will really have to look at him tonight, but I can do that. Oh, Tim in Shreveport wants radio trivia, and I know I've got a question for him. But Valerie in Warrenville's got some guesses. So, all right, Valerie, what do you think?
Well, the first one is shaving legs.
No.
Second one, shaving armpits.
Say what?
Armpits.
Armpits. No, no, armpits are not involved in this answer in any way.
That was the two that I had off the top of the hour, so that's what I called in on.
It is an armpit-free question. If you think of something else, call me back.
Will do, darling.
Okay, thanks. Guys. Appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, why not? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and Tim is in Shreveport calling back for more radio trivia. So, Tim, how are you?
Doing good. How about yourself, Raleigh?
All right, so you want FM radio trivia.
That'd be fine.
1971 is the first time a group bought an FM standalone station to make Top 40 on the air. You can either tell me who the group was, where the station was, or what the call letters were. Any of those will win.
Okay, 1971.
Yeah, it's the first time somebody plunked down money for a standalone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll give you hints.
I guess
I'll give you hints. The group that did the buying was based in Wisconsin. The group that did the selling was based in Miami.
Must been Westinghouse or something.
Nope, no Westinghouse involved. No, they weren't based in either of those. The group that did the buying were known for their top 40 stations, a couple legendary ones, San Diego and Milwaukee. The group mm-hmm. that did the selling was known for other legendary things.
Oh, wow, man. Let's see. I'm trying to think. That's a stumper.
Giving up?
Yeah.
The group that did the buying was Bartell Broadcasting. They had WOKY in Milwaukee, and they had KCBQ in San Diego. The group that did the selling was Storer Broadcasting, George B. Storer, notorious for merging Northeast Airlines with Delta for less than the value of the hardware. Also notorious for selling Wibbage, Philadelphia, on the golf course, coming back, telling the board of directors, who promptly said, George, it was your only profit center. So, yes.
Well, that is very interesting. I mean, I'm a radio buff. I mean, but yeah. I got to look at more on that and everything.
Oh,
but,
There are some great stories. And by the way, Storer sold that station for $495,000. It was WJHR FM, and he turned around and bought another station in Miami, another FM in Miami that Woody Subrink had put on, WLYF. Bought that for $6.2 million. So this guy just couldn't make a deal to save his soul, and was still phenomenally wealthy.
Yeah, WFYL.
LYF.
Yeah, LYF. Yeah, that's still around. It's like an adult temporary station.
I have no idea what life is anymore. I know when Woody bought it. Okay, well there you go. there you have it. Good deal. Well, next week we'll try to get something. What you mentioned, you wanted FM radio trivia. Give me more of an idea of what you know about, and I'll look for questions on that line.
The history of radio is really good. I mean, what you're giving out and everything, and I'm just kind of, you know, usually I'm pretty well, you know, educated on that stuff, but man, I've lost for words. And my wife says, I can't believe you didn't get that right.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Yeah, and I think Life used to be WWPB before it was Life, owned by Paul Brake in the lower lobby of the Deauville Hotel next to the skating rink. In any event, he sold it to Woody for $250,000, and Woody sold it to George for $6.2 million. Not a bad day's work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I like to do. I like to listen, you know, look at the history of the, you know, radio stations from, you know, the good, you know, Philadelphia and places like that, and just kind of like all over the place, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the early...
So it's real good. Yeah.
Early successful FM stations, they all come with their stories, and every one of them is pretty good. So we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Looking forward to it. Okay, thanks. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we've got Aileen. She's a first-time caller in Bloomington, so welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Well, sure. I was cutting up strawberries to put in the freezer, and I heard the question, and so I thought, well, I'll give it a try.
Excellent. 75% of women, 17% of men.
Mammogram.
No, but do 17% of men get mammograms? I don't know,
but that's all of a sudden, it just popped in my head. That's what it is.
Well, I'm so glad you called, and if you think of something else, you call me back.
Will do. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Good luck on those strawberries.
Bye.
All
sure.
right. Yeah, getting those stems out. They have like a huller. I know Carol Ford's mother gave me one of those once, a huller. And it didn't help me that much, but it certainly was a nice little tool. All right, so 888-876-5593. Lisa in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Good. How about you, Raleigh?
I can't complain.
Hey, listen, before we get started, men do get mammograms.
But not 17%.
No, not 17%, but no. They do get breast cancer, and they do
Oh, yes.
Get mammograms.
You
know, yeah,
right.
Sure.
And you think it's painful for a woman. Imagine trying to get...
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't even want to go there. But, yeah, there, you're absolutely right. There is a percentage in incidence of breast cancer in men. Of course, it's very possible, but it's rare. I don't know what the percentage of men who would get a mammogram is, but I would think 1.7 would be probably still high as opposed to 17.
Yes, and I think the women's number would be higher as well.
Higher than 75%?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. But
I did that a couple times and gave it up. So and I'm done. Yeah, that's right. All right.
It is torture and had to be completely devised by a man, I would think, because it's
there's got to be
a better way. I don't know.
But. I remember the first time I did it, which should have been the only time, because the nurses, she slipped her foot off the foot pedal and it came crashing down on me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was black and blue for months. But yeah, I finally decided, no, I'll just let the Lord take care of it. Thank you very much. Let's see. We have in the 1956 film Forbidden Planet.
Ooh.
The United Planet Starship C-57D, sounds like a breast size, took over the year to reach which destination? Even when traveling at the speed of light, where were they going?
Oh, my gosh. You can't ask me who's in the movie. That I know.
Well, I'll tell you, the destination was a desert-like planet with a green sky.
Oh.
I think they named a computer this, too, an early computer this. I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up.
Uh-oh. I thought I heard John in the background.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying, but yes, you did. You did. I don't know. I don't know if I flooded.
I thought he was helping me.
No, I think I probably just, flooded the house or something. But
oh,
he knows. He knows. He just screamed out the answer. Thanks a lot. She's supposed to guess
good.
That.
Oh, good. I need a lifeline.
Yeah, he knew.
Is it something very common? Or?
Well, it's the brightest star in a constellation. Not ours, but in a constellation.
I'm not going to know this.
Well, I don't know why John knew it, but it's Altair 4, IV.
Oh,
Altair 4.
Yeah, I never would know that.
Yeah, the exteriors were all done at MGM Culver City. So, man, well, that could be another planet. All right.
I know
Anne
Francis is in it, and I know Leslie Nielsen's in it.
Well, and they were going to Altair 4.
Okay, well.
All right.
I'm going to try next week again.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a good week.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, I'll have to discuss with John why he knows that. And I still think it was one of those early computers, but I could be completely wrong. Good, could I ever. Just checking. So, all right. Let's see. Yeah, I was right. Okay. After Intel introduced the 8080, there was a little company in Albuquerque, MITS. I remember them, Micro Instrumentation. They announced a computer kit called the Altair, which met the social as well as technical requirements for a small personal computer, the Altair 8800. I knew it! All right, a lot of good that does me. All right, so we will pick it up right there after we find out what's going on in the world at large from WGN Radio News on WGN Radio.
This train on down the line. Yeah, train man, take this train on down the line. Help me find my baby in L-O-V-E-V-I-L-L.
L-O-V-E-V-I-L-L.
I wanna go to L-O-V-E-V-I-L-L.
L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E-V-I-L-L. I'll find my baby in L-O-V-E-V-I-L-L.
L-O-V-E-V-I-L-L-E.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who is that? That's your bumper stumper. It has something in common with the first song we played. What is that? All right, there's a couple ways to win. Or you can answer my question. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? 888-876-5593. And if you don't like any of those, you're going to have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. But George is a first-time caller in Saskatchewan. All right, George, where in the province are you?
Wapoa, Saskatchewan.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah. Yeah. I spent a lot of time in Edmonton. In fact, I still have a bank account there.
No, we're about... do you know where Brandon, Manitoba is?
Yes.
Yeah, we're about 2 hours west of there on the Trans-Canada Highway.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, flat. Yeah, John was saying the other day, Saskatchewan's the only place where your dog runs away and you can watch it for 2 days.
But yeah.
So,
I'd like to answer your question.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think you buy extra car insurance.
Interesting. Not right, but interesting. I like right. The way you think. I hope you'll call me again.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Yeah, Edmonton. West Edmonton Mall, of course. Yeah. All right, so, let's see what Cindy and Norwich has to say for herself. Welcome back to WGN.
Yeah, I'm going to call you tomorrow night to talk about some other things.
Oh, you are, huh? What are we going to be discussing, Cindy?
Well, tomorrow, all that I went through trying to get a colonoscopy.
Oh, God. And, I'm so sorry.
Just ended up canceling the whole thing. I can't. You know, I can deal with so much and then that's it.
Well, that's right.
And then I was going to call you tomorrow about, you were talking, like about 2 weeks ago, you were talking about how do people survive in this economy, and I heard a couple things and fell asleep. I mean, that was the one show, you know, because I had two economics in college that I wanted to hear, but I'll talk about
okay.
that tomorrow.
Good deal.
But
so what's your answer?
My guess is women buy all new underwear.
Every year?
Yeah. No?
Nope.
Well, I think I read in Cosmo that men buy new underwear just when they're, you know, like if they're married, if they're going to have an affair.
What? Well, you see, the impetus for me when I was younger and before they had washer and dryers in apartments was I made sure I had 92 pairs of underwear, so I only did have to my laundry quarterly. But other
yeah,
than
I
that.
I have so much. Clothes, I do my laundry like once quarterly.
Well, now that I've got a washer and dryer in the house, I do it all the time. But back when it was a necessity, okay. I figured 92 pair of underwear, I only have to go 4 times a year.
All right.
Think of something else and call me back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. Underwear annually. Yeah. Well, maybe if there's a big sale, I don't know. All right, so John is in Gilbert. We're going to do some motion liner trivia in a moment. Rick is in Madison. Oh, he's got a guess. All right, well, let's see what it is. All right, Rick, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
What do you think?
I think that, 75% of women and 17% of men do annually is remember their anniversary.
You know, that's a really great guess. It's not right, but I would think it's more like 95% of women, and woe be those men who forget it. It takes a full year before they stop hearing about it.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's a good guess. If you think of something else, you call me back.
I'll take guess number two.
Oh, good. What do you think?
Remember their sig other's birthday.
Next. You got a third?
Nope, that's it.
Well, if you think of something else, I'm here.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So,
bye-bye.
888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, so now we have questions. Oh, we're going to, of course, have ocean liner questions because John and Gilbert has called. And so, and he knows them all. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. And he knows more about ocean liners, I think, than Johnny D knows about hominins. And that's a lot. So, John and Gilbert, don't mean to put you on the spot, but welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. You're flattering me.
Oh, but it's true. It's true. The only reason
I missed a couple.
No, barely. The only reason I know any of this is because I have the answers in front of me. All right. So we're going to, I think we'll ask about the Titanic. Why not?
Okay.
That's always a fun thing to ask about. How many of the funnels actually worked?
I think, that's a good one. Three?
Yes, absolutely right. The fourth was a dummy.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Okay. And I guess the number of funnels at the time indicated prestige and power, so they thought they needed four, but the fourth one didn't do anything.
Yes. You know, it's interesting with the four funnel ocean liners.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the British ships, they were all in a row, but on the German ships, they were in pairs.
Interesting.
If you ever see the ship in profile.
Interesting.
You can always identify a German, old German ocean liner.
Well, on
you come across them too much these days.
Right, you won't now. But on
the fact that they're paired.
On the German liners, did all four work?
Good question. I'm not sure. There were a few. I think they did on the Imperator.
Hmm.
But don't hold me to that.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. Of course, with the Titanic, the fourth funnel was used as a storeroom for things like dog kennels.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, I'll be curious. See if those pesky Germans beat the British once again. You'll have to find out.
Well, you know, I'm half German, half English, so I'm neutral.
You can have a fight with yourself. That works out very well. You don't need company.
Well, you should have been with my parents. It was like World War II never ended.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Into the 1970s.
I believe it. Well, I guess... that's entertainment for a kid, especially if you learn to play one against the other. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. Talk to you. I'll put you on hold. Confirm that address because you know your funnels.
Okay,
don't go
Raleigh,
away.
Thanks.
Yes. All right. Our funnel expert, John. We'll get to Rick and Madison and Don and Beloit and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
You may go to college, may go to school. Get religion, baby, don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me and little girl so we can play some house. Now, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
I'm Raleigh James. All right, who's that? Well, if you know the artist, you're a winner. And if you know the theme, it has something in common with the last two records we played. You know, you win for that, too. Or you can work on our straggler. And our straggler is 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? Now, let me also say it's Monday Night Trivia because we play it live on Monday nights. So if you're listening on Friday nights as a replay, thanks. I appreciate it. Enjoy it. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And call us on Monday night, like now, Monday, August 14th, at about 10:49 Central. So, 888-876-5593. If you know my question, great. If you know my bumper stumper, even better. But you can have your own category, and Sky is the absolute limit on any of that. You know something about something. I just know it. All right, so Rick in Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio. Or did we talk to Rick from Madison? I can't remember. I think we might have. I think Rick might have been our anniversaries, and it wasn't anniversaries. All right, so we'll go to Don and Beloit. We'll stay in Wisconsin, however. Hello, Don.
Hey, the other side of Wisconsin. How you doing, Raleigh? How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Good, good. I've always studied, you know, I try to study my World War II during the week, and
yeah,
I ask people, random people, questions about your stumpy kind of questions, you know.
And they look at you like you're nuts? Yep.
Well, the hockey players, I asked some random hockey players, here's what they said, like, do women do their nails?
Mm-mm.
Go visit a spa?
Nope.
Go on a diet?
Nope.
Make Jello shots?
Nope, not drink them either.
Visit the Charlie Rich Arkansas Entertainment Museum.
Yeah, right. That'll be the day.
Well, I also had underwear, but someone else guessed that. I thought that one. I thought that was a very good guess too. But I don't know. I don't
either. All right.
Well, you want to give me a World War II question?
Yeah, let's talk about the Italian Air Force. At the beginning of World War II, how many working aircraft did they have, approximately?
Well, at the beginning of World War II, 1939, and they had some German help. Working aircraft,
mm-hmm.
2,800.
No, 2,000, but I'll give you another chance, part B. Of those 2,000, how many were considered modern aircraft at the time?
I would say 15%, or about 300.
Ah, 166.
Hey, is the theme... I hope I got a few guesses, but is the theme, that was Carl Perkins, of course, right?
Oh, the second record we played? Yes, Loveville. Yeah. Well, see, that was Carl Perkins, yes.
Is this a theme of everybody is on Sun Records?
Nope.
Everybody's from Nashville?
Nope. And by the way, that Carl Perkins record was on Columbia.
Okay. And... everybody, I mean, Elvis did, I'm going to guess Elvis had something to do with them. He redid all these.
Nope.
Okay. He redid that last one, I think you did.
Baby Let's Play House. Yes, actually, and he redid another one I'm going to play, but later. But no, that was not the deal.
Well, you stumped me a bit on the Italian. That was pretty good. That's good.
Well, you were dancing around the theme, by the way. You didn't get it, but you were closer than you thought.
If it's not Nashville, they're all from this. All is these are all recorded in Memphis.
Well, now being from and recorded in are two completely different things. So, are you telling me you think they were all recorded in Nashville?
Yes.
You won the theme. You're absolutely right. They all were recorded in Nashville. All right. Well, that was easy.
Okay.
And,
I mean, Perkins was all over the place and did so many different things in Memphis and with Elvis and so on, too, right? I mean, didn't...
Of course, but he happened to record L-O-V-E-I-L-L-E in Nashville on Music Row. So, yes, 1960 on Columbia.
Well, you can put me on hold and I'll collect my loot later.
Good deal. Excellent. Don't go away. All right, so Don is out. So they were all recorded in Nashville. Recorded in. Now, that doesn't mean the artists are necessarily from there. Some cases, yes, and some cases, no. But they were all recorded in. And a number of them are quite different. I think you will enjoy the first one we play next hour. Or not. You know, we'll see. We'll see how you feel. And then next hour, Johnny D will get his hominin question. I got to look it up. And in the meantime, Katie is in Homer Glen. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, he took some of my answers, so. But I don't think I'm going to be as good of a winner as he was.
Now, let's see.
So, the trivia question. So,
yes.
I was thinking they go on diets once a year.
Nope.
Yeah, he already said that. New Year's resolution.
Nope.
Bikini wax or...
Oh, God, no.
Wax?
No.
Okay, I'm kind of running out of things we did diet, right?
Yeah, we did. We did, we did, we did.
Change hairstyles?
Nope.
Okay, I don't know. I give up.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me right back.
I will do that.
Okay,
thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, so we got two more hours of this. We're going to do charts from 1962 with JT in Aurora. We're going to do hominins with Johnny D. I have to look them up. Yeah, I thought there was a treasure trove of hominins in this studio, but apparently I absconded with them last time. All right, so we have more bumper stumpers coming up. They all were recorded in Nashville, and some of them had Nashville-related labels. Some did not. Like I mentioned, Carl Perkins' Loveville was Columbia. And the first song we played was Bell, interestingly. And that is interesting when you consider who produced it and was involved with it, because you wouldn't expect they would have sold it to Bell, but they did. All right, so our straggler. Well, 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do this. Do what? If you get it, that's great. If you don't, we reveal it in the third hour. But another 2 hours coming up right here. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? Yeah, we've already determined that everything we're playing tonight was recorded in Nashville. And one is more different than the next one. But so who are these people? 888-876-5593 is 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Our question, our straggler, we'll reveal it at the end of the night tonight if you don't get it, since we started it last week. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? And you can have your own category, as we prove repeatedly. And we will again with Johnny D, don't you know. All right, but Murfreesboro Steve wants to guess on our trivia question, and we're happy to have him. Thanks.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Fine. You get my letter?
I know you sent a letter, and I've seen it, but I haven't read it yet. It came. I saw it. I got the mail last night, actually, and after a while. And I have not read it yet, but I did get it, and I will read it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, because there's some things on there that I didn't want to put on the air.
All right. Well, we won't do that. Okay. Then. I promise I will read it soon.
Okay. I was thinking hair coloring or
hair
something to that effect.
Oh, interesting.
Something to do with the hair.
75%.
Well, it made me, okay. I don't know. I kind of half heard the question, but something flashed in my mind. I was showing your website to a music business person.
Oh, really?
And we're talking about he was explaining about when they change things from analog to digital and what it does and how it messes it up and all that. And it made me think about you're talking about not liking redone records, and you like it in their original form. And so I showed him your website, and then I saw a picture that didn't look like the picture on my wall, so it made me think of that.
Oh, okay. You mean the KJ website with record labels? I don't know what picture.
Oh, okay. I did a search, and your name popped up with a long series of pictures.
Oh yeah, well that'll
and
happen.
And one looked very, very different. So
yeah, anyway. Right. It was one taken at a convention a couple of years ago that John actually put up on there, and I beat him up for that. I said you shouldn't be putting that crap up there. But once it's up, it's up. And
I can't unsee it.
No, of course not. Of course you can. Yeah. And no, well, that's because he was unthinking and unfeeling. And, that's the way that is. No matter how often I would tell him that, he would do it. And nothing I can do about
it. Was that his picture on there, too?
I don't know if there's any pictures of him, but I certainly would, in response, wouldn't I love to put something horrible of him on it?
I see. Okay. Yeah. But I will tell you, I just got back from my 50th class reunion, and that was interesting.
Well, good.
Yeah. And, yes, we have changed a bit.
Well, of course.
And then I found out that ones that are no longer with us anymore,
Yeah.
And some that I knew, but then I didn't always find new ones.
Well... Right.
And it's sad, but that's the way things are, though. So hair coloring or doing something with the hair came to mind for
All right.
Okay.
Well, good deal. Always good to talk to you, and I promise to read the letter.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Thank
All right,
you,
so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we're going to do some charts. And, well, actually, Johnny D wants his hominids. I think we have something here. All right, so Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. Thanks for having me back.
Always.
Okay, now listen. I want to do the trivia thing, but... Well, I'll tell you, so there's pictures of you on the internet?
There's tons of pictures of me on the internet, of course.
Oh, I can't imagine how there could be a bad one.
Oh, no, there is, because a couple of years ago, I was actually very sick, and I went to an NAB, and John took a picture, and then he shared it. And it's like, I'll never fully forgive him for it, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Well,
now, one other thing before I get to my trivia.
Yeah.
I guess you deleted all your emails from last night or something?
No, it's not so much that I delete them, but I can't read them all at once. And so I probably will not be reading emails toward the end of the week. I'm just backed against the wall. So if you send something...
I guess Lisa will have to wait till the end of the week to hear something.
She's going to have to. I'll get to it when I can, but there's far too much going on that's critical, so I can't.
I see. Well, I don't want to interrupt all the important stuff.
Well, it's not a question of important stuff. Some of it's legal stuff. I mean, there are things that are time-dated that I have to attend to, so I can't look at personal email. But I will, eventually. I promise. I won't dump them. I'll save them.
Well, if you dump Lisa's song, I ain't sending it again. I'll just let you know that.
That's okay. I'll have to deal with
it. All right. Okay, on the trivia.
Yes.
Do women do it 75%, men do it 17%?
Yes, annually.
Annually? They have an affair.
My God. What kind of friends do you have? No.
Well, women do it a lot more than men. I know that.
That's what you think. All right.
And what else was I guess? Okay, it's not that. Okay. They have a nervous breakdown.
Nope.
Okay, it's not that?
Nope.
Some kind of emotional illness or something?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's my guesses on that. So kind of take it easy. Did you find a hominin?
Yes, absolutely. I want to know what the oldest hominins currently are known as. What are they?
The oldest hominin?
Yeah, the oldest hominins. And where are they from?
The oldest hominins. Hominin.
Yes, H-O-M-I-N-I-N-S.
Hominins.
Yes.
And where are they from?
Yes. So you can either tell me the name of the hominin or where they are from. And you can't give, and by the way, you can't give me a continent. there are only so many continents to go around. You have to be more specific than that.
Okay. Now, the oldest hominins found.
Yeah. Currently known. Yes. So that would indicate they were found.
Currently known. Oldest hominins currently known, and where were they from? Well, I'm trying to go around to the different hominins and what parts of the earth they were found on, and I'm thinking that maybe. Now, when you say hominins, are you talking like a group or something?
Honey, I don't know. I just read the questions. It's a
is it plural hominins? Or,
yeah, the oldest.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know about an individual hominin. I need to know the group. The oldest hominins currently known. What are they, and where are they from?
Okay. Let's see here. Is it begin with Homo, doesn't it?
No.
Well, then, wait a minute.
By the way, the second oldest don't begin with Homo either.
God. You sure this is a hominin?
You'll have to take it up with Nature Journal on nature.com. am I sure? No, I just read the words.
All right, then I'm just going to go with, wait a minute, it's, Heidelberg.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. You giving up?
Wait a minute. Let me guess the area then. I'm thinking it's found it can't be like the continent of Africa, you said.
Well, so I'm not giving it away as continents. You've got to be specific. Country, I'll take it.
Okay, it's found in, what the heck's the name of that country over there? Kenya.
No, the second oldest is found in Kenya, though.
No kidding. Well, then where was the first one found?
Well, that's your question. Do you give up?
Wait a minute. No, it wasn't Kenya. The second oldest was found in Kenya. The first oldest was found in Tanzania.
Nope.
Well, then where? I give up.
It was found in Chad. And the oldest...
Oh, man! Jeez, oh, man! Yeah, Chadiensis guy.
That's right.
That tutu over... What the heck's the name of it again?
The Sahelanthropus Chadiensis.
Sahelanthropus Chadiensis. Yeah. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Roy. That is not a hominin.
Well, nature claims it is, dating back between 6 and 7 something or other, known from a largely complete skull and other fragmentary remains.
God, that is not a hominin. That was even before Australopithecus.
Well, I can't help you.
Well, then you call them and tell them that they...
Yeah, right. Hell, I can't even get the cable company on the phone. Give me a break.
Well, I don't know. That question was not fair because it is not a hominin. It's prior to hominins. Hominins are creatures, people, things that are in the genus Homo.
It's what you get.
Yeah, it's what I got, and it was no good.
Sorry.
But check your email. You'll see a Lisa song.
Okay, I will. I will check that probably Thursday or Friday. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye. Yes, I do plan to check email. I just can't right now. You know, you get to that overload part. Yeah, you've probably been there. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. I'll tell you what, these Windows updates has killed me in the last couple days. It has fried a couple of computers that no longer can find their hard drive, and I go into the BIOS, and even that doesn't help anything. Yeah, and then now, on a couple of them, they've decided to change the start menu. So don't start me. No pun intended. And because clearly these computers won't. So with that in mind, right now, I'm on my last nerve on that. And then I got some things I have to answer that are more formal. So email will come later. But I appreciate you writing and you especially appreciate you listening. So 888-876-5593. We're going to be doing charts next. JT and Aurora wants a January of 62. A nice year. Brian and Joliet wants August of 64. All right, I won't fully complain. And there's plenty of room for you too. Monday night trivia. So it's Friday night. Don't call. Relax. Enjoy. Listen to the show. If it's Monday night, by all means, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Of knowing, oh, that I'm sheltered from all harm. Make me know you need me by doing the very best you can.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, our bumper stumpers are all recorded in Nashville, but who is that? All right, so the theme went quickly, but the artists haven't. So far, the only one that's been identified was Carl Perkins Loveville. So, how about this one? 1961 on Poncello. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh, our straggler. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? All right, so that's it. But if you don't like that, you can have your own category, and it can be this, you know, sky's the limit, whatever you want. And we're going to approve it right now with JT and Aurora. How's it going, JT?
I'm doing well, sir. I mean, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
I don't think I'm going to do too good on this one. 62, that's a long time ago.
Oh, no, it's the last good year. All right, so let's see what
Why
we can...
Why is that?
Well, I mean, just societally speaking. But hang on a minute. John says, no, you better do the news first. So I'll do the news, and we'll return in minutes
right here.
Don't go away, and we'll go back to January of 1962 and more coming up Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
before I
yes, ma'am.
Say the love, darling, just for you. I've got
well
other love I don't need to see.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I laugh every time I hear it when she says, I'm not, and he says, well. And I think, yeah, you're not well. But it's a fine record nonetheless. Audrey Bryant. And, yeah, I just gave it away. You're never going to know it. But that would have been a bumper stumper. 1959 on Do-Ra-Mi. Kid you not, Do-Ra-Mi was the label. And, yeah, she was a Nashville singer, African-American gal. And that was one of the many that she did. Audrey Bryant, let's trade a little. All right, so, yeah, you wouldn't have gotten that anyway. So I'm not too worried about that. But a fine, fine addition to our list, which was songs all recorded in Nashville. All right, so now we are back to JT in Aurora, and we're going to do charts from January of 1962. Are you ready?
I'll be lost on this one, but go ahead.
Oh no, no, you won't be on the first three. It'll be impossible.
Oh, this is eighth grade for me, so
no,
let's do it.
Well, that's actually the perfect age because what else can you do but listen to the radio? All right.
True.
Number one, you can get it, The Twist.
Oh, Chubby Checker.
Number two, Peppermint Twist.
Joey D and the Starlighters.
Yes. Number three, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
The Token.
See, I told you you'd get the first three. Number four, you'll okay. You'll get this too. Can't Help Falling in Love. Wise Men Say Only Fools.
Oh, yeah. Elvis.
Yeah, right. Number five, I Know. You Don't
Barbara
Want Me.
George.
No. Yes, absolutely. Number six, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16.
Neil Sedaka.
Yeah. Number seven, and Dionne Warwick recorded something by the same title, but not the same song. This was Walk On By in 1962. Stand on the Corner. Yeah,
boy.
Walk On By, Stand on the Corner.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's see. It was on Mercury.
Stand on the Corner.
Yes, exactly. On Mercury.
Yeah, I know the song. I don't remember who did it, though.
Well, the guy who did it also did The Auctioneer.
Doesn't help.
Oh, God. Well, Leroy Van Dyke.
Okay. No, not a clue on that one.
Number eight, Run to Him.
Bobby V.
Yes. Number nine. Ugh. You'll see what I mean. When I Fall in Love on Capitol.
That's Vogues.
No, almost as bad. The Letterman.
Okay.
And number 10 for Big Finish. You can do this, Norman. Ooh, Norman. Norman, my love.
Norman. Yeah, Norman. Norman, my love. Sue something.
Yes, that's right. It was on Hickory. John D. Loudermilk wrote it. You can do this.
Sue.
She also did Sad Movies Make Me Cry.
Yeah.
And James, Hold the Ladder Steady.
Oh, gee. Oh, boy. I can't remember another name, though.
Well, it was Sue Thompson, but you got enough to be right
Sue
anyway.
Thompson.
You got, you got a 70%, so you won. Hang on. Don't go away.
Will do.
All right. Good deal. So, yes, January of 1962. So, there you go. Now, we're going to go to 1964 with Brian in Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Raleigh, and I hope you're doing well.
I'm here.
Well, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Don't even say that. We are not doing any records by him. All right, but yes, all right.
You're not a fan of his, huh?
Well, some of the really early stuff. We're talking Kenny Rogers, of course. And I did like the Roasters later, the Chicken. But not that
the
he
what?
Had the Roasters. Pardon? Remember, he started, it was just his name, but the fast food Kenny Rogers Roasters. They were pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah, I never tried.
Yeah, they were good.
A restaurant.
Yes, they were. It was a chain. But anyhow, some of the early stuff he did I could tolerate. But regardless, he's not going to be on the August 1964 charts, I can promise.
No, I don't think so. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I was going to mention. I was going to ask you a question first, can I?
Yeah, sure.
James Darren, any relation to Bobby Darren?
No, they didn't even spell it the same way. James Darren was R-R-E-N, and Bobby was R-I-N.
Oh, okay, I was just curious.
No.
Okay, I'm ready for the charts, please.
All right, number one, Everybody Loves Somebody Sometimes.
Oh, that's Dean Martin.
Number two, Where Did Our Love Go? Baby, baby, where did our love go? Oh, come on, you got to know this.
Supremes?
Yes. Number three, A Hard Day's Night.
Beatles.
Number four, Ragdoll.
Four Seasons.
Number five, Under the Boardwalk.
Drifters.
Number six, Wishin' and Hopin'.
Dusty Springfield.
Number seven, The Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
Jan and Dean.
Number eight, Come On and Swim. Come on, everybody. Come on in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he mentions his first
Bobby.
Name. Yes, right. Bobby's going to show you how to do the swim.
Yeah.
On Autumn Records. So it's Bay Area for sure. And Autumn Records was owned by Tom Donahue. And Bobby Mitchell.
I guess I only get a half on that one.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't remember his last name.
Bobby Freeman. The guy who did Do You Want to Dance? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that one better. Yeah.
Well, number nine.
Yeah.
Number nine. I Want to Love Them So Bad. We talked about this group last week, and it was on Redbird. I Want to Love Them So Bad. And that's really a medley of their hit. Now, I liked I'm Hip to You better, which was something they did later, but not a hit. This was the hit. I Want to Love Them So Bad. You might need to hear some of it. Let's see what I
want to love him so bad.
No, maybe I should. Maybe I should find this for you here. I can do that, I think. We'll see how you do if I drag that up here. Let's see. All right, that should be enough. Oh, come on. You know, normally just a couple of keywords will do it. I want to love them so bad. Here we go. Here we go. We got very, very many versions of this. This should do it. Yes, here they are.
Boom, 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 boom.
Down, 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 view, view. Down, 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 view, view. He lives in my neighborhood. When he walks by, he looks so good. Want to get to know him.
I'm gonna take a guess on that. Is it Shirelles?
No, the Jelly Beans. But they were from New Jersey, like the Shirelles were, so that's a pretty good guess, but it's just not right. The Jelly Beans on Redbird. All right, so let's move on from the Jelly Beans and go to number 10. You'll get this. The House of the Rising Sun.
Animals.
All right, you won.
Oh, great. And I was going to mention on that... When the British invasion started after the Beatles got all their number ones, the next British invasion group, the Animals, were the next one group from England to get a number one with that song.
Mm. Yeah, well, a good New Orleans folk song. Very good. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. So one of those public domain things. All right, so 888-876-5593. I remember the first time I saw that on the charts because years before, Steve Alamo had done one of those Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying things, and I thought, oh, it's a remake of that. No, it's a completely different song. All right, so yeah, it's usually the way. Fran in Austin wants 1963 lyrics. Hello, Fran.
Hey, Raleigh. Yep, thought I'd...
Excellent.
Since somebody was doing 62 charts and somebody was doing 64, I thought, well, I'll do 63 lyrics.
Perfect.
Fit it right in there.
Perfect. If some guy should ask you if some night you're free.
Oh.
I actually like this song. It's one of those Wimpy White records that I just think is darling.
I like some of those, too, I must admit. Yeah. Okay. Run that by me one more time.
If some guy should ask you if some night you're free.
I'm not even getting the tune in my head.
Okay, so if some guy should ask you, if some night you're free, wave him away with a wave of your arms.
Pretty charms. Yeah. Pretty little charms.
Yeah, charms. That's absolutely. It was just charms in here for anybody who said charms.
Okay.
I don't remember charms. It sounded like this. I thought it was a good little record.
Pretty charms, pretty little charms. See how they sparkle in the sun. Ding dong ding. Listen to them ring, they seem to be telling everyone that you're my.
Yeah, so there it is, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I like that song, and yeah. I remember charm bracelets. I had one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like the original 45 mix, but you don't hear it as much anymore. And, of course, Snuff Garrett was a genius. Why didn't they leave him alone? But in any event, you're absolutely right, so you are a winner.
All right.
Hang on. Don't go away. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
You know, some heard about it, but they don't know about it. It's a funky situation called... a funky kind of feeling. That leaves you rocking and reeling. Do you understand it? A funky situation. You're rocking and reeling. Oh, yeah. A funky kind of feeling. I tell you. Know what I'm talking about. Talking about. Don't you know, brother?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is he? And very unexpected for him recording that in more ways than one. 1969 on Refo-Ree, which tells you who owned the label, if you're into this stuff. So everything recorded in Nashville tonight. That is the commonality of all the songs, as has been guessed. Every one of them recorded there. But who was that guy? So 888-876-5593. Now, our straggler, and next hour, we reveal the big reveal if you don't get it. But if you do, even better. So you got another hour to think about it. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? 888-876-5593. Don, David is in Beecher. Hey, David.
Hello.
What do you think?
I think it's like the breast exam, you know, the mammogram or whatever.
It is not, but that's an interesting guess. If you think of something else, you call me back.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, so, and I'll tell you, it's nothing medical. So we'll just throw that out the window for now, since we've only got another hour to guess. So nothing medical. All right, so Mark and Aurora wants charts from 1974. And let's see if we can do this. We might only get through part of them, I'm not sure. But we'll at least look. So August 14th, 1974. Where were you? I remember it well. All right, so let's see what we're going to do here. All right, let's see. Yeah, I was buying a car that week. It was the plastic pig. Yeah, bad news. No, I was negotiating it from Las Vegas, of all things. All right, so Mark is in Aurora, and
get a perm.
Say what? Get a perm next.
No, that's it.
That's it?
I don't have any.
That's your whole guess?
Yeah.
All right. So
it's
then
permanent.
Yeah. Yeah. We go to the week then of August 14th, 1974 for charts.
Okay.
Number one, Feel Like Making Love.
Roberta Flack.
Number two, The Night Chicago Died.
Paper Lace.
Number three, Any Song.
John Denver.
Number four, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. There's so many
Elton
lines.
Elton John.
Okay, number five, Please Come Back to Boston. Please Come to Boston.
Oh, David Loggins.
Yes. Number six, Call on Me.
Chicago. Yes. I love that song.
Well, somebody had her. Number seven, Waterloo.
ABBA.
Yes. Number eight, Sideshow. Best thing of the charts here. Sideshow.
Oh, my gosh. And I know that song.
It's the best. Step right up, folks. Hurry, hurry.
Yeah, it's
see, the saddest show in town.
I'm blanking on this one. I know it's not Bloodstone.
No, it's Blue Magic.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We'll give you the last two. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right there, coming up on WGN Radio.
You know, some heard about it. Everybody wants a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
They call her up all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Never even get a little maybe. She tells him that her loving's all mine. Makes me feel good. Ooh. She knows what I wanna hear her say. Sure does make me feel good to hear my baby talk that way. To hear my baby talk that way. Last night at a party. Sit there holding her hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody wanted her dances. She said, I'm with the dancing man. Makes me feel good. Ooh, yeah. She knows what I want to hear her say. Sure does make me feel good to hear my baby talk that way. Yeah. To hear my baby talk that way. Makes me feel so good. Sure does make me feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? 1960 on Judd. All I can tell you is it recorded in Nashville. Yeah, so who is he? Yeah. 888-876-5593. Everything we're playing tonight recorded in Nashville. That's the theme. But who are the artists? So far, the only one gotten was Carl Perkins. Surprising, but that's the deal. Well, hopefully there's one you're going to recognize coming up tonight. If you don't know my bumper stumpers, maybe you can have it with my question. Have your way. Yes, 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? If you don't get it by the end of the night, I'll reveal it. All right, we've decided it's not health-wise. We've also decided, I'll tell you, probably haven't thrown this out yet, but it's inconsequential in the scheme of things. It doesn't matter, really. It's just one of those trivia facts. So 75% of women do this every year. Only 17% of men do it. Do what? So obviously, it was a survey. That's how they found it out. 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, if you don't know my question and you don't recognize my bumpers, you can have your own category. We approve it all the time. And we were in the middle of proving it with Mark from Aurora when the news interrupted us. So back to it. Hello, Mark.
I have three left.
Well, actually, you have two left.
Oh, was Blue Magic number eight?
Yeah, I think so. Let's unless something went wrong here. Did I miss something? I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, Blue Magic was number eight. It was.
Okay.
All right. But you know what's so funny? I'm looking at these. I'm like, these were, yes, they were actually. All right. Number nine. All right.
Yeah.
Wildwood Weed.
Oh, Jim Stafford. I love that song.
Yes. Don Bowman wrote it and recorded it originally. Don was the first host of American Country Countdown.
Oh.
So, yeah. All right. And he had it on an album. I think it was Our Man in Trouble. Anyway, number 10. Tell Me Something Good.
Rufus with Chaka Khan.
Yeah, we got a 90%.
And I want to mention that one of my favorite music teachers from school days was a man named Don Conover, and he lives in Maui.
Whereabouts?
I think Honolulu, but...
Well, that's... Wait a minute. Honolulu was not on Maui. Honolulu was on Oahu. Wrong island.
Okay, I thought he lived in Maui.
Well, he may.
Maybe I'm a little confused,
He might, but the area with the banyan tree downtown is not...
Every time the death toll goes up, my anxiety goes up.
Well, hopefully he's fine. But if he is in Honolulu, he's not even on the island. He's in Oahu. If he is on Maui, remember, Maui is a pretty big island, all things considered, and most of the damage was in the very touristy, compact area of West Maui, you know, where the banyan tree is. And that's a very small percentage of Maui. So unless he was, you know, living there, you know, among the tourists heavily populated, he probably is just fine. There were fires in other parts of Maui, but not to that degree and fairly separate. So chances are good he's fine.
He would be over 80 by now.
Well, that's fine. But
and we have kept in touch to this very day.
Well, then you've got his address somewhere and you can look it up.
Well, I've got his phone number anyway.
Well, you can probably put that online and
really
it'll give you an
address.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, if you put his phone number online, it may spit back an address for you.
Yeah, but no, he's... He hasn't returned my last two cell phone calls, but that's probably because cell phone service is out.
Yeah, it very well may be. And otherwise, if he is on Maui, he's busy at the moment. So, I'm sure you'll probably hear from him one way or another. Because again, if you look at it on a map,
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. But if you look at it on a map, this is not the majority of the island by any means. So, but unfortunately, the area it hit was the most heavily touristy place.
His phone number in Clarence ended with 2452, and he said to me, "You just remember a 45 record and surround it with two twos."
All right. Well, that's one way.
That's how musical he was.
Well, that's one way. That's for sure. All right. But you got 90%, even though you didn't know Blue Magic. That should have been a lot more points off for you. But that's not the way it works. All right.
Oh, I should have known that because I've heard that song several times in the last few weeks.
And it's a great song.
The Chartist.
Yes.
It is.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
So, absolutely right. Sideshow. Yeah. All right. Now, let's put Mark on hold so we confirm that address. And we'll go to a first-time caller who's Chuck in Chicago. Chuck, welcome to WGN Radio. So, 75% of women, 17% of men. What do you think?
Thank you. I would say shaving your armpits.
Oh, my God. You think 17% of men do that?
Yeah, sure.
Really? Really? Yeah. I can't imagine why, but no, it's not that.
Okay. Right. I love hearing you on Monday nights. It's the only time I listen, really.
Oh, well, it's great to have you listening whenever you listen, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, good deal. So, yes. I mean, we don't talk about anything of consequence Tuesday through Thursday, so don't feel that you're going to run into some heavy discussion or politics or something like that, because you won't. It's whatever's on your mind will be on mine, and that's the deal. So hopefully Chuck will grace us with another call in the future. That was nice. Judy is in Grayslake. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. It's been a while.
Yes. What have you been doing?
I have had a lot of health issues.
Hopefully they are resolving.
No, not really. It just keeps tumbling into something else. So
yeah, ain't that the truth?
It will stop, I hope.
Me too.
Well, I have a guess. Now, I don't know if this was said before because I got into my car to blow the air conditioner. I've been having... asthma problems, and I needed to cool off. guess would be people dyeing their hair.
That's nice. It's not right, but it's nice. Makes sense to me.
Okay.
If you have any other thoughts, by all means, let me know or call me back, whatever you like.
All righty.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, 75% of women do this annually. Only 17% of men do this, survey says. So what is it? And again, you don't get it by the end of the hour. I reveal it. You can have your own category. It can be anything, as we've proven. Hopefully not more hominins. But other than that, song lyrics are good, and advertising slogans are fine, and whatever it is you know something about. Yeah, World War II planes. You know, I guarantee you have a specialized group of knowledge on something. So stretch your stuff, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Oh, so here I go, says Adam at Master Control. So that means I better give you another bumper stumper, and I got a good one coming up now.
Bartender, bring me a drink. Make it a double.
Sitting here drinking, they say it'll help you to forget. I'm sitting here drinking, they say it'll help you to forget. Been drinking all day, and I haven't forgotten yet. He told me that he loved me, that he had no one but me. He told me that he loved me, that he had no one but me. But now I can't find him, and I don't know where he could be.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so that is 1952 on the Tennessee label. And I know somebody listening knows that because we got a request for it a while ago. I'm not even sure if I played it, but I am playing it now. Yeah, so who is she? And yes, it was recorded right in Nashville in 1952 on the Tennessee label. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. All right, so we got Gary and Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh.
So we're going to do more radio trivia, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. In 1960, this owner billed himself as, and you'll love it too, as the first U.S. Negro programmed chain. And in 1957, he bought his first station, which in fact was converted to an R&B station. He had several other R&B stations, but with one exception that was an R&B. But nonetheless, this guy claimed it was the first U.S. Negro program chain. What was it?
Was that OK Radio?
No, I was going to say it's not the OK Group. That would be Paglin Ray. And certainly the OK Group was very, very instrumental in many ways. But no, and the clue here is the lone exception that wasn't Soul was Miami.
Hmm.
And that's a giveaway as far as I'm concerned.
Sonderling had a bunch of Soul stations, I think.
Uh-huh. Nope. And you're right. Egmont Sonderling did WOL, the Great Soul Rock of the East Coast, but no. No, this is a guy who, other than the Miami station, the other five, he had six of them, the other five were, in fact, Soul stations.
Hmm.
And the lone exception was Miami, and the first one was in New Orleans in 1957.
Hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Roundsville Broadcasting. Robert W. Roundsville.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've heard you talk of them. So
yeah, YLD in New Orleans was the first one, and the lone exception was FUN in Miami. They had TMP in Tampa. They had VOL in Nashville. They had Louisville. They had Cincinnati. And he claimed that it was the first. So again, I guess he ignored the fact that FUN was not at all a soul station, but nonetheless, the others were.
Yeah, well, they were. And my guess is, for the trivia question, is cleaning out their wallets or purses.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right. Annually, my God, I check mine every week. What are you talking about?
Well,
annually?
I mean, just going out and throwing out old credit cards or old...
annually?
Or whatever.
Jeez, well, jeez.
I don't know. I just throw
it. I love it.
I don't... I mean, Fran does a lot more often than that. But
yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah, usually every time the bill comes, yes.
Well, I usually shred those, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, all right.
Okay,
if you think
great,
of if you think of something else, call me back. All
okay.
Right. So, yeah, WLOU, the original soul of Louisville. He had some good radio stations. Yeah, so Robert W. Roundsville. All right, 888-876-5593. The W stood for Wesley, by the way. Unlike Robert W. Morgan, where the W stood for Wilbur. All right, so let's see. We got two more bumper stumpers coming up. And you can be your own category if you want to. Or maybe you want the straggler. And if not, hey, you're half hour away from finding out. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it annually. Do what? And again, I consider this to be pretty much nonsensical. So it isn't anything that matters whatsoever, which probably makes it harder to decide what the answer might be. But it has, near as I can tell, utterly no consequence whatsoever. And but then, of course, after I reveal it, you might say, well, I think there's consequence in that. Well, we'll find out. We've got Nancy in McHenry. Welcome, Nancy, to WGN Radio.
Hi there. I don't know. I've been racking my brain, and I'm coming up with a couple of things for possibility for the trivia.
Let's hear them all.
Okay. One of them was wash the car.
Nope. Annually.
How about, New Year's resolutions.
Nope.
Buy a new winter coat.
Nope.
Or shoes.
Nope.
Write Christmas cards.
Nope.
Using sunscreen?
Nope.
Gosh, that's... is it seasonal, or can you give us a clue?
It's not seasonal, but it is annual.
It's not seasonal, but it is annual.
Yes.
Okay, go to the dentist.
Oh, God, no. No, this has absolutely no consequence whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, if you think of something, you call me back.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I got something to work on. Anyway.
Good. I hope so. Thanks. Okay, good.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah. So we've determined it's annual, not seasonal. We've determined that, what else? That it's inconsequential. Completely inconsequential. And like I say, that's what makes it harder, because there's no way for you to say, well, logically, there's no logic in this. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Need your loving too much. Want the thrill of your touch. Gee, I can't hold you too much. You do all the living while I do all the giving, cause I love you too much. You spend all my money too much. Have to share you, honey, too much. When I want some loving, gone. Don't you know you're treating me wrong? Now you've got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted, cause I love you too much. Need your loving, need your hugging, need you near me,
Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted, cause I love you too much.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who is that? Yes, of course, Elvis covered it years later, but that's the original 1955 on Republic. And yes, recorded right in Nashville. Who is he? 888-876-5593. Our straggler. And you're 20 minutes away or less from finding out the answer, unless we get a winner, and hopefully we will. We've determined it's annual, not seasonal, but annual. And we've determined that 75% of women and 17% of men do it every year. We've also determined it is 100% inconsequential. Well, at least I think it is. Maybe I'd be surprised, but I think it is. So there you go. So our bumper stumpers all recorded in Nashville. Our straggler question. You can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything. You know, I was thinking during the news, you know, about things that are talking about inconsequential, but Roundsville actually had R&B stations long before he bought Wild. And what brought this to mind was, I think it was 1953, he had gotten the construction permit to put America's first black television station on the air in Louisville. And at that point, he had already owned the station in Louisville. So that was R&B too. So of course, that was, there you go, WLOU. But it turned out he didn't put it on. And it had to do with, he was based in Atlanta, and it had to do with some problems in Atlanta and some other things. And ultimately, he didn't put it on. But it was 53 when he got that construction permit. And by then, he already had CIN in Cincinnati. He bought VOL in Nashville about the same time he bought YLD. And VOL had been R&B earlier. In fact, Cal Young, who signed it on, it was WSOK. And I had always thought that was a member of the OK group, but it wasn't. It was Cal Young, who later would own Weno. And, you know, I've often joked that the only way to get off my callback list is to die. And unfortunately, it's true. And so it is that I had Cal Young on it for the longest time, and there were so many things I really wanted to talk to Cal and just thought the world of him and, you know, all that. And yeah, next thing I know, I read the obit. So I'll say I'll try to be better, but it's just not true. Yeah, it seems somehow day to day there's always something going on. Yeah, something close to nothing, but different from the day before that precludes doing the really important things. And maybe I should find a way to change my habits because I would have loved more conversations with Cal Young. That's for sure. All right, so we're going to have one more bumper stumper coming up, and we're maybe going to have some answers too. Well, we'll see. So 75% of women do this annually. 17% of men do it. It's annual, not seasonal. It does happen every year. And it's absolutely inconsequential. All right. So with that in mind, let's see what Stacy in Algonquin thinks. All right, Stacy, go for it.
Hi, Raleigh. What about trimming the grass?
Nope. Next.
Cleaning the bathroom?
Nope. God, I hope they do it more than annually, and I hope it's everybody.
What about going on, every 6 or 7 months? Going on a long weekend?
Nope.
Going on a shopping spree?
Nope. Two more.
Let's see. Cleaning one part of the inside of the house?
No. One more, big one.
Let's see. Every couple months.
No, every year. Annually.
Annually.
Annually. Every year. Definitely annually.
What about buying a new vehicle?
Talk to you later.
Oh, can I have another question? My own question.
What do you want?
I'll take. I'll do Marlo Thomas. I'll do That Girl.
That Girl trivia. All right, hang on. Don't go away. and we'll come up with an appropriate That Girl trivia, which hopefully isn't all that hard, and we'll see how Stacy does on that. In the meantime, we'll get another guest on our question here while I'm looking for that That's Girl trivia, and we'll talk to Bob in Willowbrook. How's it going, Bob?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm not sure just how inconsequential some of these are, but here it goes. Vacuuming the coils behind the refrigerator.
Next. I don't think people do that at all. They should, but I doubt they do.
Dusting the top of the refrigerator.
Oh, God, I hope they do that more once a year. Nope.
Cleaning the filter in the dryer.
Oh, God, I hope they do that every load. Nope.
Okay. Let's see. Cleaning out the bedroom closet.
Nope.
Replacing batteries in the remote control.
Nope.
That's all I have.
Well, they're all good guesses. They're not right, but they're all good.
Thank you, and good night.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So now let's get back to Stacy here with her her That's Girl trivia. All right. So now this is interesting. Tracy, Stacy, because this was in the first season, what well-known comedian appeared as Anne's agent, George Lester, in the first season?
Okay. Would that be Ronnie's show?
It would be George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Yeah, he played George Lester. Anne's agent.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right. Talk to you next week.
All righty.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. So, 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And Mike in Northlake's going to guess on a bumper. All right. I'm looking forward. Oh, it says Fran in Northlake. Oh, Frank in Northlake. All right. We've changed his name three times, according to John. I'm not sure what's going on, but I think it's Frank. So, Frank, what did you hear?
Well, I think on your trivia question,
yeah.
I'm going to take a fast guess. Pluck their eyebrows?
No.
All right. And on the last group from 1955, could that have been, this is a wild guess, but they were around at that time. Her Nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs and the Lurie Sisters?
No. It was a male. You're talking about the last thing I played was a male, and it was a male vocalist, not a group.
Oh, I thought he had backup.
No, nope, it was a male vocalist.
Or, I mean, I thought it was a girl.
Well, the one before that the one that before it was a girl from 1952 on Tennessee, and that was a female artist. And it's not Georgia Gibbs, that's for damn sure.
Okay. So, well, it's about it. I just got in a few minutes ago, and I took the radio on.
Well, always good to hear from you, Frank.
Oh, thanks. I haven't been calling. Well,
I know.
Not lately. I've been busy trying to straighten out a few things in the apartment and whatever.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's working out.
Yeah, me too. What do you say? I got too much quarter. Well, anyway. It's orderly and it's clean.
Yeah, well, then that's fine.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Right. Good deal.
I'll let you get back to the lady with the... No questions.
Yes.
All right.
And I hope to hear from you soon.
Have a great... Okay.
Okay, thanks.
I will.
All right.
Okay,
so
thank you.
We'll get to Nancy and McHenry. We'll get to our final bumper coming up. Yeah, see if you can ace that. And, of course, you're only about 10 minutes away from the big reveal on our straggler if you don't get it. But if you want to guess, well, this is the time to get it. 888-876-5593. 75% of women do this annually. 17% of men do it annually. Do what? Inconsequential, I'm telling you. Absolutely inconsequential. Taking your guesses next on WGN Radio.
Don't know what they were doing, but when they jiggled, I'll out!
rocking in the truck. Your body was a rocking rumble. Standing in the corner, wishing somebody rock with me. Rock with me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And I actually went by several names, but 1958 on Capitol, he went by this one. Who is he? 888-876-5593. All of the foregoing were recorded in Nashville, and yes, I will reveal them all by the end of the night, which is actually only about 6 minutes away. Our straggler, though, this is the time to get in the action for our straggler. 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. Do what? All right, so Nancy and McHenry is going to take some guesses. All right, Nancy.
Got a couple more guesses.
Good.
Do the car inspection?
Nope.
Okay, clean your TV screen?
Nope.
Get your picture taken?
Nope.
Oh, gosh, I was kind of thinking that was it. Plant in the garden?
Nope.
Yeah, my other one was, this is consequential, though, is file of family taxes.
Yeah, that is consequential. You're absolutely right.
That's about it. I'm going to have to wait for you to tell me now.
Well, all right. I'll do it in moments. Thanks. I appreciate it, Nancy.
Okay, you bet. I'll call again.
All right. So this answer, by the way, was devised by a big, intensive survey of customers of Carvel Ice Cream. All right. Carvel Ice Cream did the survey and released the findings in the 1990s. And they found that 75% of women do this annually, while only 17% of men do it. So if it's Carvel Ice Cream, what do you think the answer is? I'll give you a couple minutes on that. 888-876-5593, and then I'll reveal it. In the meantime, we'll talk about our bumper stumpers. Like I say, the theme, easily guessed, everything recorded in Nashville. And the first thing we played was The High Tones, You Don't Even Know My Name, 1965 on Bell, and that was a Ted Jarrett record that he placed on Bell. But Ted Jarrett was probably the best R&B label owner and producer that you've never heard of in Nashville. Then we played Carl Perkins' Loveville, 1960 on Columbia. And then Baby Let's Play House, the original 1960 on Excello. That was Arthur Gunter. 1968 on Excello, the Avons did Since I Met You, Baby. Yeah. Herbert Hunter, 1961 on Poncello, did Make Me Know You. And Let's Trade a Little, 1959 on Do Re Mi, that was Audrey Bryant. The Funky Preacher, and I thought that was an interesting choice myself, The Funky Preacher was, in fact, Don Whitehead, 1969 on Ref O'Ree, which was a Ted Jarrett label. But here's the deal. Don Whitehead was the African-American guy who did the news every hour on WLAC. And the joke was that all the listeners thought that Hoss Allen and everybody else was African-American, and they thought that Don Whitehead was this white guy, Perfect Diction and all that. And it was just the opposite. All of the jocks were white as the driven snow, and here comes Don Whitehead, who was decidedly African-American, but absolutely educated, so of course he sounded like anybody else. And however, he had a lot of fun with The Funky Preacher, 1969 on Ref O'Ree. Makes Me Feel Good, 1960 on Judd. That was Ray Smith. Yeah. And then Sitting Here Drinking, 1952 on Tennessee, was Christine Cottrell. Like I say, we had a request for that, so I was thinking whoever requested it would call in, but they're probably not listening. And then Too Much, which of course Elvis covered later. The original, Bernard Hardison, 1955 on Republic. And then finally, we played Escurita, and that was Eskew Reader. But they played around with his name a lot, and in this case, Capitol decided that he would be best served acting as if he was some foreigner with one name. So Esquerita, Esquerit, Esquerita. So Eskew did Rockin' the Joint, 1958 on Capitol, closest he ever came to a hit. So 75% of women do this annually, 17% of men do it. Nancy called back. She said, oh yeah, Carvel Ice Cream did the survey. Let me take another guess at it. All right, Nancy, what do you think?
I was thinking either eat ice cream before you went to bed or eat ice cream when you were depressed.
Neither. No, it's a once a year thing. It's just something they do once a year.
On their birthday, eat ice cream.
Well, that's nice, but no. Close, but no cigar. I guess I might as well reveal since nobody else will. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, 75% of women do this annually. 17% of men do it. Make birthday wishes.
Oh, make birthday wishes.
Yeah, I told you it was absolutely inconsequential.
It was.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Nancy.
Thank you.
All right. So,
you've got a great show, and
thanks.
I love it.
Great to have you calling. Appreciate it. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, make birthday wishes. 75% of women do this. You know, I guess before you blow out the candles, only 17% of men do it. And if that isn't inconsequential, then I give up. We might have another birthday wishes question next week. I think that could come up. But until then, that'll give it a rest. Now, on Friday night, you'll hear a replay of Monday Night Trivia. And I realize no matter how much I tell you not to call, you're going to call. So I don't know what else I can say except that we're live on Monday nights from 10 to 1 Central right here on WGN Radio. Every Monday night, it's a date. And although as we get into September, I think we're going to have some sports preemptions again. But for right now, it's smooth sailing. We're live Monday through Thursday night and Tuesday through Thursday. It's equally inconsequential. It's just not trivia questions. Of course, you play for the fun of it. There are prizes, but they're more inconsequential than the questions, and it takes us forever to mail them. And we were hoping to mend our ways, but then that didn't work out. So probably by the end of the year, you'll get something for each time you won. One will be a certificate and then like a tabloid or something like that, or a DVD or CD. You know, we'll come up with something. All right, so that pretty much concludes Monday Night Trivia. And, you know, I was really surprised because I've had that birthday wishes question sitting here on my desk probably for 6 months, and I thought, I'm not going to throw that out. People get that right away. Yeah, well, so maybe we'll try the other birthday wishes question, which obviously if I'm saying it's a birthday wishes question, you know that's not the answer. It's something about them. So we'll reveal that. So tomorrow night, we're live. That's right, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'd appreciate it if you call tomorrow night. I can use all the company I can get, especially when we talk about absolutely nothing. Let me tell you, it's much easier to talk politics or issues or something like that than it is absolutely nothing. So your calls are absolutely encouraged. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your call. But above all, I thank you for calling and participating in Monday Night Trivia. I'm Raleigh James. That's WGN Radio.